Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for all the latest news around all levels of baseball and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune in to the new episode of the podcast every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts as Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay up to date with all the happenings at Foul Ball Area by signing up for our mailing list, liking us on Facebook, and following us on Twitter and Instagram at Foul Ball Area. This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning and happy Monday, Foul Ball Area fans. I'm Matthew Atkins, and this is Mornings with Matt, a new Monday morning production of the podcast designed to take you through the top news from the past weekend in Major League Baseball and get you ready for what lies in the week ahead. Now, for those of you that have been following Foul Ball Area for a while now, you know that a few months ago we put out a couple of videos called the Monday Morning Minute. This replaces the Monday Morning Minute because sometimes it takes more than a minute to get all of my thoughts across. Also, the Monday Morning Minute was a video. So far, this is just going to be an audio production, just a podcast available right here on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. But going forward, we could evolve this into a video production as well. Now, depending on how popular this becomes, we may end up doing it every weekday, but for the time being, it will just be a Monday morning edition of the podcast. So, with that being said, if you haven't already, hit pause, go grab a cup of coffee, get a bagel, fry up some eggs, whatever breakfast you're having this morning, then come back here and listen to Mornings with Matt. All right, now that you got your coffee, your bagel, your eggs, whatever you're going with this morning, it's time to get into the weekend's top news. Injuries galore around Major League Baseball. A bunch of the top stars in the game are on the injured list after a tough weekend. The Braves all-star outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. was sent to the 10-day injured list with a wrist injury. The Braves are hopeful that he can return next weekend. Manager Brian Snitker says he does not consider it a setback for Acuna. He said, quote, "We're going to make sure we get that thing cleared all the way up," end quote. So hopefully the Braves can get Ronald Acuna back next weekend, but they will be without their star outfielder for this coming week. Nationals starting pitcher Steven Strasburg was placed on the injured list with a nerve issue. It's the second time this season that he's had trouble with that nerve in his right hand, which is a bit concerning considering this season is just 3 weeks old. He left Friday night's start against Baltimore in the first inning. He only threw 16 pitches in that start, and only 7 of them were strikes. Nationals manager David Martinez told the Associated Press, quote, "Based on our conversations with him, he feels like he can work through this injury, but I want to be smart. I really do. I've got to be smart, not just for right now, but for the future. He's a big part of our future, a big part of what we do here, so we want to make sure we take care of him," end quote. New York Yankees second baseman DJ LeMahieu has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a sprained left thumb. He appeared to suffer the injury during an awkward swing from Saturday night's victory over the Boston Red Sox. He is currently the American League leader in batting average, and he will join fellow Yankees sluggers Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton on the injured list. Also notable, Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays will have an MRI on his right knee, and CJ Cron of the Detroit Tigers is having season-ending knee surgery, so the Tigers will be without Cron for the rest of the season and will have to await the results of Bichette's MRI. We currently have a three-way race for the home run title right now as we are just over a third of the way through the 2020 Major League Baseball season, and they are three of the biggest names that you could hope for in a home run race. Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Fernando Tatis Jr. are all tied with 9 home runs on the season. Fernando Tatis Jr. has played the most games out of those three. He's played in 23 of the Padres' games this season. Aaron Judge has missed time due to injuries this season, while Mike Trout missed a few games while he was on paternity leave. But all three of those players have 9 home runs on the season. Of course, Judge and Trout are regarded as two of the best hitters in the league, and Fernando Tatis Jr. is one of the youngest players and one of the biggest upcoming stars in the league. So this will be a very fun and exciting home run race to watch going forward in the MLB season. The White Sox had a surge of power yesterday as they hit back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs. I think that was all the tobacks I had to say. Yoan Moncada, Yasmani Grandal, Jose Abreu, and Eloy Jimenez hit 4 straight home runs during the 5th inning of a 7-4 win over St. Louis. It was the 10th time that a team has done this in MLB history, and the 2nd time that the White Sox have accomplished this feat. They first accomplished it on August 14th, 2008. Also notable, with Moncada, Grandal, and Abreu hitting three consecutive home runs, it was the first time that three Cuban players have hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in MLB history. Now, some of the top series to watch as we go forward in this week in Major League Baseball. Beginning today, we have an exciting matchup in the National League Central as the St. Louis Cardinals travel to Chicago to take on the Cubs. Now, the Cardinals missed 17 days worth of games after a COVID-19 outbreak within their organization, but they are back on the playing field, and they are taking on the Cubs in a big rivalry matchup beginning tonight in Chicago. So that is definitely one to watch as the Cubs are in first place in the National League Central with a 13-6 record, and they are fourth overall in Major League Baseball. Beginning tomorrow night, the Tampa Bay Rays travel to New York to take on the Yankees in a battle of AL East powers. At the beginning of the season, both teams were predicted to be the top two teams in the AL East, but it would not be a surprise if the Rays ended up winning the division, as they have a very talented roster, have been good in the previous couple of seasons, so no one would be surprised if they ended up taking over the Yankees as AL East champs. So this will be a fun series to watch beginning on Tuesday. And taking us into the weekend, starting on Friday, we have a matchup that features the top two teams in the National League West as the Rockies travel to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers in a three-game series. They are currently 13-8 on the season. The Dodgers are 16-7. Of course, that will change by the time they get to Friday, but it will be a very exciting series between the top two teams in the National League West. That's all I've got for you on this Monday morning, August 17th. Thank you all for tuning in to the first edition of Mornings with Matt. A reminder that our power rankings will be out later this morning, so stay right here at foulballarea.com. And make sure to tune in to the next episode of the Foulball Area podcast right here at foulballarea.com.